experience. Please join me in consciousness. So this is what I know is true. I know that there is only one power, one presence, one life. And that this life that is God is everywhere present in its entirety. It is that which indwells each one of us as life itself. It is that divine urge that moves us to our desires, and it is that divine urge that brought us here together this morning. I know that that presence that is God, that is greater than any of our human thoughts, beliefs, actions, and yet is contained in all of our human thoughts, beliefs, and actions. And so what I know for each one here is that exactly what each one came to get to receive this morning, he or she received by means of that one presence, by means of that one presence through the music, through the message, through the connection, through the silence, the presence is. I know that this time together unfolds in absolute immaculate order and perfect timing for the highest and best good of all. I give great thanks that it is so, and please join me in saying, and so it is. You have a fix? Mic was turned off in the placing of it on me. So I'm going to introduce who's going to be on the platform, and we're going to start singing our first song, and I'm going to disappear. So, so I'm Heather Clark. I'm the senior minister here, and I'm so happy you're here with us this very special day, this Palm Sunday, 2014. I'd like to, first of all, there won't be anyone else joining me as far as announcements. I'm going to do all that myself, and actually you're going to take them all home and read them yourself. But I want to introduce our band. We have our wonderful Diane King band, our music director, choir director, at piano and keyboards. Ed Cusby on guitar. David Page on drums. Bill Dixon on bass, way back there. And there's the wonderful Jewel Tones Choir, and our special, yeah, you could salute the choir, and our special music done by Wade Wooldridge, Hans Smith, Clark Wilson, Rick Dale, and Karen Allen, who are going to, and very important, and Michael Garamoni, also, yay. Just went too fast down that row. And so Reverend Karen and Rick are going to come forward, and we'll all stand for this first song, and I'll get transformed.
Whenever I fly, God knows why, the mind that goes on, when I feel blind, God's light shines through you and me as harmony. I am enough. I made a God stand. I go with the flow, and God lets me know that the balance of life is the dance of love. Good may seem far, it's near as you are. Though bad may be here, it will disappear. In the middle of this, I have found bliss. Through you and me, as harmony. Whenever I fail, God feels as myself. And when I succeed, it's not only me, it's the limitless light that makes it all right. Through you and me has harmony. I am enough. I'm made of God's stuff. I go with the flow, and God lets me know that the balance of life is the dance of love.
Going to declare a principle together, and you may sit if you would like to. But I need to see them. Okay. Well, we did check that one. All right, please join me. I believe in God, the one creative intelligence operating through the universe and operating throughout my entire being, now and always. I believe this perfect spirit operates upon a law of mind and creates my experience exactly according to my belief. I believe this perfect creative intelligence can be used by me and by every other person to produce health, abundance, and love in my body and total life experience. I use it now, and I rejoice in it, and so it is. And I boldly say that this intelligence works through my microphone, and it is right now working so that all of the mics we've rehearsed on can be used properly. Am I correct? Yes. Please join me in saying yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so as that's coming up to me at some time, I'm going to begin. For many years, we have celebrated Palm Sunday this way. We have celebrated way back in the 70s when Jesus Christ Superstar was first written. Evidently, this center, way before I came to it, used parts of Jesus Christ Superstar on Palm Sunday. But ever since I've been here, we've used more and more of the score, and this year is the best ever. So let me just tell you a little bit about why I do that. First of all, the whole world, Christianity and Judaism, are celebrating major holidays this week. Passover starts tomorrow. Of course, Easter Sunday is next Sunday. And so the whole world is looking through the eyes of spirit. And it seems to me that this is a great time for us to look at the spiritual scriptures and see if they make sense today. Because here's what I think about, whether it's a Buddhist text, a Taoist text, a Christian from the Christian Bible, if it doesn't apply to us today, then we have no point in looking at it or reading it. And that's one of the great things Andrew Lloyd Webber, one of my heroes, and Tim Rice did, was in the 70s, they took from the three Gospels that talk about the Easter story and Holy Week, they took that and they created an idea about what that looked like, what that would look like. So here Jesus was teaching, had been teaching for 3 years, and his group of followers was beginning to understand that what he was saying was about creating good, was intending good, creating heaven. He said that heaven is right here on earth, and he said that heaven is within. And of course, he had a very limited language. The Aramaic language didn't have the 50,000 words or whatever we have. It had few words. And so for him to explain these complex ideas, as we hear in this musical, in those backward times, was quite a challenge. So imagine two things. Imagine, first of all, that Judas, whose name has come to mean to us betrayal, and who actually was simply part of the group. He was part of Jesus' group of disciples. He was a follower. He was a good friend. And I believe in any group, you have ideas in a group that you belong to that maybe the leader doesn't have the same ideas. Maybe the leader has a different path or a different vision. And if it hasn't been clearly communicated, then there could be a problem. So the story begins with Judas talking to Jesus about why is he going in this wrong direction, and telling him that people were getting the wrong idea. So like everything today, listen both your outer ears for the beautiful music and the lyrics. Listen with your inner ears and heart. What does this say to you today? Heaven on your minds. Rick Dale is.
Is clearer now. At last, oh, too well, I can see where we all soon will be. If you strip away the myth from the man, you will see where we all soon will be. Jesus, you started to believe these things they say of you. You really do believe this talk of God is true. And all the things you've done will soon get swept away. You've begun to matter more than the things you say. Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see. And all I ask is that you listen to me. And remember, I've been your right-hand man all along. You have set them all on fire. They think they found the new Messiah. And they'll hurt you if they find you're wrong. I remember when this whole thing began. No talk of God then, we called you a man. And believe me, my admiration for you hasn't died. But every word you say today gets twisted round some other way. And they'll hurt you if they think you've lied. Nazareth's most famous son should have stayed a great unknown. Like his father, carving wood he'd have made good. Tables, chairs, and no couches would have suited Jesus, but he'd have done nobody harm, no one alarm. Listen, Jesus, if you care for your race, can't you see that we must keep in our place? We are occupied. Can't you see how put down we are? Follow me, the blind. There's too much heaven on their mind. And they will crush us if we go too far. If we go too far. Listen, Jesus, to this warning I give. Please remember that I want us to leave. But we are occupied. Can't you see how put down we are? Are your followers are blind? Too much heaven on their mind. It was beautiful, but now it's sour. Yes, it's all gone sour.
You can imagine if there were those kind of issues, how the energy was in that little group and the tension and the anxiety. And here's what we know metaphysically is that when we're tense, we can't connect to the one. When we're tense or anxious, our prayers aren't heard because they're not coming from the one. But when we are relaxed, we are in the nature and likeness of the one. And so it is so important for us to remember that there is nothing to fear. Traditionally, Mary Magdalene has been thought of as being the woman from the well, the prostitute that Jesus saved. It really wasn't true. She was one of his favorite disciples, and so we'll talk more about that later. But in this song, we see Mary trying to comfort Jesus and trying to assure him that everything's all right. Karen Allen as Mary Magdalene, everything's all right.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll still goodbye, so forget all about us tonight. And I shall soothe you, calm you, and anoint you. Good for your heart, forehead, oh. Then you'll feel everything's alright. Yes, everything's fine. And the school and the ointment's sweet. For the fire in your head unfeeds. Close your eyes, and relax. Think of nothing tonight.
Expensive should have been saved for the poor. Why has it been wasted when we could have raised maybe 300 silver pieces or more? People are hungry, there are people who are starving. They matter more than your feet and hands.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you, oh. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
You're not saying we have the resources to save the poor from their lot. There will be poor always, pathetically struggling. Look at the good things you've got. Think while you still have me, move while you still see me. You'll be lost and you'll be so sorry when I'm gone.
And I shall soothe you, calm you, and anoint you. Move for your heart, forehead. Then you'll feel everything's alright. Yes, everything's fine. And the school and the ointment sweet. For the fire in your head unfeeds. Close your eyes, and relax. Think of nothing tonight.
And that brings us to today and the significance of Palm Sunday. The children, of course, are reenacting Jesus' triumphant ride into Jerusalem with the palm fronds that the donkey was walking upon, and the palm fronds being waved in salutation and in praise and honor. For this is the pinnacle of his ministry. After 3 years, now he was finally being recognized as the one that was curing lepers, that was healing the sick, raising the dead. It was his moment. And as always, when there's something wonderful that we are experiencing, there'll be other minds who have other ideas. People who say, you shouldn't be happy about that. Or, who you? You think you can accomplish this? Who do you think you are? So for us personally, what we can take out of this is the importance to share our holy, highest intention only with the people who truly, truly understand us and love us and accept our good for us, that we don't share those high, holy intentions with everyone who might be able to ridicule or pick on us and say, that's not going to happen. So now, the Jewel Tones Choir with Wade Bouldridge's Jesus, Hans Smith, Caiaphas, Hosanna.
Be quiet, we anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell this mob who sings your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They must disperse. At the crowd, nothing can be done to stop the shouting. If every tongue were still, the noise would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would start to sing.
Some of us have experienced prophetic dreams. We've experienced a dream that feels vaguely familiar or guides us to something. Now, dreams come from our subjective or subconscious mind. They're natural, and it is our soul whispering to us, saying, pay attention. Sometimes, though, because it speaks in symbols, we pay attention and take literally what really is symbolic. So it really is for us to listen to our dreams and then explore, what does this mean to me? Well, in the story of Holy Week, Pilate, or in some gospels, Pilate's wife, had a dream that really worried him. It was a dream that he did not want to take responsibility for because he saw what happened in the future. So here's the thing for us to really know. That there is no thing that you could be told by your subconscious mind that would hurt you or harm you in any way. It might call you to action, and that's okay. Michael Garamone as Pontius Pilate singing Pilate's Dream.
Galileo, most amazing man. He had that look you very rarely find. Haunted, hunted kind. I asked him to say what had happened, how it all began. I asked again, he never said a word. If he hadn't heard. And next, the room was full of wild and angry men. They seemed to hate this man. They fell on him. They disappeared. Then I saw thousands of millions crying for this man. Then I heard them mentioning my name, leaving me the blame.
As I mentioned earlier, traditionally, Mary was thought to have been the prostitute, the woman that was taken in. Jesus did take in the misfits of society at that time, but she was not one of them. However, Lloyd Webber and Rice took the prevailing version, and so she is wondering, being a woman of great experience, how does she love this one that's so different, so special? And I believe that how we can use this song, besides literally, is to think that presence within us, that God presence that's greater than us, how do we express our devotion and love? For that one that operates the perfect law is presence. It is that that is greater than anything. So listen with inner ears and outer ears and heart wide open to Karen Allen and Mary Magdalene saying, I don't know how to love. I don't know how to love him. What to do? How to move him, I've been changed, yes, really changed. In these past few days, when I've seen myself, I seem like someone else. I don't know how to take this. I don't see why he moves me. He's a man. He's just a man. And I've had so many men before in very many ways. He's just one more. Should I bring him down? Should I scream and shout? Should I speak of love? Let my feelings out. I never thought I'd come to this. What's it all about? Don't you think it's rather funny? I should be in this position. I'm the one who's always there. So calm, so cool. No love's fool. Running every show. He scares me so. Should I bring him down? Should I scream and shout? Should I speak of love? Let my feelings out. I never thought I'd come to this. What's it all about? Yet, if he said he loved me, I'd be lost, I'd be frightened. I couldn't cope, just couldn't cope. I'd turn my head, I'd back away. I wouldn't want to know. He says me so. I
want him so. I love him so.
That brings us to the time in the Holy Week where the disciples had dinner together and Jesus washed their feet and he told them one of them was going to betray him. And they all denied it. They all said no. And then he went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And he said, just stay awake with me. Pray with me. And his disciples that went with him fell asleep. So here's what we know, that all of us have had times in our life when life seems to be way hard. And we know that we need to do a certain thing. So Jesus is moving into the Christ consciousness omniscience. He knows what's coming. He knows that not only is he betrayed, but that he's going to suffer and that he's going to die. Most of us don't have that knowledge, but you may have. You may have. And what I'm asking for us to do as we're listening to these poignant lyrics is to see it. We can see the human Jesus and see that humanity in ourselves as well. When we've been in a place that we knew we needed to go in a certain direction, maybe it was a course of treatment, maybe it was to leave a place or a relationship, maybe it was to make a change somehow. And you know, the thing is that the natural thing is resistance. We don't like to change, even if we know it's going to be the highest and best good for all. There's a resistance to it. So Wade Woldridge, as Jesus, singing, I Only Want to Say.
Take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed and not as sure as when we started. I was inspired. Now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations. Tried for 3 years. Seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I die, see the saga through and do the things you ask of me. Let them hit me, hate me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I wanna see my God. Why I should die? Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I'd have to see my Lord. If I die, what will be my reward? I have to know my Lord. why I should die. Oh, why should I die? Can you show me now that I would not be killed in vain? Show me just a little of your omnipresent brain. Show me there's a reason for your wanting me to die. You're far too keen on where and how, and not so hot on why. All right, I'll die. Just watch me die. See how I die. See how. Just watch me die.
I was inspired. Now I'm sad. After all I've tried for 3 years, seems like 90. Why there am I scared to finish what I started, what you started? I didn't start it. God, thy will is hard, but you hold every card. I will drink your cup of poison. Nail me to your cross and break me. Plead me, beat me. Kill me, take me now before I change my mind. Can
all relate to that poignant plea, whether or not we know that that isn't an effective way to pray, but it is often the place we go of asking that this not occur. Of course, the solution for us is to see differently, to see with eyes made new, and of course I'll be talking more about that next Sunday. But the rest of the story of Holy Week, so we have Jesus arrested that night and taken to a mock trial, and there ridiculed by King Herod. And King Herod asks that Jesus show that he is truly the Christ. Now, again, we can apply this to our own lives. Someone might say, you believe that thoughts are things? Well, then believe this for me, something that you don't believe. It isn't a magic trick. Ernest Holmes is very clear. It is not about getting something for nothing. It's about paying with mental and spiritual coin for what it is we're claiming as ours. So I think the lyrics speak for themselves, and also after that emotional place, we need a little lighter action. Clark Wilson as King Herod, being King Herod's song.
Oh, Jesus, I'm overjoyed to meet you face to face. You've been getting quite a name all around the place. Healing cripples and raising from the dead, and now I understand you're God. At least that's what you said. Oh, you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Well, prove to me that you're divine and change my water into wine. That's all you need to, and I'll know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews. Jesus, you just cannot see the hit around here. Oh, you're the one we talk about, the wonder of the year. Oh, what a pity if it's all a lie. Still, I'm sure that you can rock critics if you try. So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Well, prove to me that you're no fool, and walk across us with it. And I'll let you go free. Come on, King of the Jews. I only ask things I'd ask any superstar. Still, I wonder what you've got that puts you where you are. I am waiting. Yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Well, feed my household with this bread. Come on, you can do it on your head. Or has something gone wrong? Why did you take so long? Come on, King of the Jews. Hey, are you scared of me, Christ? Mr. Wonderful Christ. Well, you're a joke. You're not the Lord. You're nothing but a prostitute. Give away. He's got nothing to say. Get up, you King of the... Get up, you King of the Jews. Get up, you King of the Jews. Get out of my life. What is it?
Of course, we know that then Jesus is arrested and imprisoned and put death on the cross. I always think that that isn't the real reason of Christianity, but I didn't invent it. But honestly, the having a cross as a symbol, to me, misses the point. The point is that he rose. The point is that the tomb was empty. The point is that life is eternal. That is the symbol, but I guess it would be hard to make that a symbol. So the next song is In the Afterlife. Judas is talking to Jesus in the afterlife and asks questions, as Judas seemed to do in life, asking questions. Was this really what he planned? Did he plan to do it this way? And it's for us to think, okay, as we look back over our lives, some of the things that we did, we intended, some of the things that the good that occurred to us was just grace. We didn't intend it consciously, but it happened anyway. The seed within us is the seed of superstardom. It is that thing, that Christ consciousness, that is awakening to the truth of itself. It's who you really are. So as we're listening to this last number with Rick Hale as Judas and Fire Superstar.
I look at you, I don't understand how you let the things you did get so out of hand. You'd have managed better if you'd had it planned. Why'd you pick such a backward time in such a strange land? If you'd come today, you would have reached the whole nation. Israel in 4 BC had no mass communication. Don't you get me wrong. Don't you get me wrong. Don't you get me wrong.
Don't you get me wrong. All I want to know. All I want to know.
Anyone visiting us for the very first time today? If so, please raise your hand. We've got a gift for you. Leave your hand up until you receive the gift. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so happy that you chose to be with us today and hope you'll come back and get to know us a little better on another Sunday. So here the prize, here. We'll be back here, John also. Please raise your hand over here. Okay. And over here. Our visitors. It's so great that you came this morning. Thank you so much. pleased that you did. And there's some information about our center in your green bag, and also a welcome card. If you take that welcome card and to the bookstore, you'll receive a gift of your choice. So again, let's acknowledge our visitors. And this is the time that, that we share our tithes, our gifts, our offers. So if the stewards would please come forward. I'm going to set time briefly. And I know that there's only one, and that one is the source of all supply. And that supply is good. And so I bless that good. I bless that time, that talent, that treasure, that we give with love. We give with love and love to give. We give easily, generous, and gracious. So very grateful. And let's say together, my offering is my acceptance of God as the source of my supply, and symbolizes my faith in the abundant flow of this supply. On behalf of my beloved center, I receive these gifts knowing they bless everything they touch and return to every giver, multiplied, pressed down, and spilling over. And so it is. Thank you, Bruce. Okay, I have two really important announcements. The rest of them, please take this whole thing, fold it up, put it in your purse or wallet or breast pocket, because we will not use any of this next week. And if we really, really, really want you to read the announcements, really, 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 really. So the two announcements I'm going to talk about, first of all, if you want Easter lilies, this is the last day that you can order them. So please fill in the form that says Easter lilies. And you could pull it up, put it in an envelope with a check or money, and then it will go in, it will be sorted out by Karen, Reverend Karen. Secondly, we have an annual fundraiser that is our Gourmets for God. It's the only one we do. So we talked about what the kids do for a whole month. We're talking about what we do as adults, and we get to have fun doing this. We create a feast, a party, a potluck, something that we are in charge of, and then we, so if I, Heather, am doing it, then I plan a menu, I invite people, I say 8 people to come to my home, and then you get to bid. And you get to bid on what that's going to be. And the bidding will start in 2 weeks' time. I believe they're not looking at me, so I don't know if I'm telling the truth. It'll start pretty soon, and it will go until the end of May. So it's really, if you haven't signed up yet and something in your heart is saying, I'd like to do that, it'd be fun. Here's the benefit to you. You get to give back to your home, your spiritual home, and you get to connect with some people that you might not know very well. So it's a benefit to you as well as to the center. There are other really important things I'd like to acknowledge. The flowers for this morning that came from John Walker's family for his birthday today. And that's the end of the announcements. Let's bring the children in.